Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm John Ryan, your host, and my co-host is Jeff Rovell, and we were having a wonderful conversation, which we'll continue, because it's very important when our co-hosts, Jeff is a new co-host, that when they come on, you get to know them too, because as time goes on, co-hosts keep coming back. And it's a story that continues, and it really is very interesting. Right now, we're going to be talking with Linda Livio, and Linda is the director of the Port Washington Senior Center. And I've been down there a few times. It's a great center. So good morning and welcome, and thank you very much for coming.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
When did you become director?
This past October.
Oh, okay, because Linda said it was recent. And what was the other woman's name?
Dolores Holliday.
Okay.
She was there for many, many years.
That's who I met.
She retired in September, and I took over October 2nd.
Okay. That's who I've met then a few times. So now, first of all, how did you wind up being director of the Port Washington Senior Center?
I applied.
Were you brought in, or were you working there prior, or no, you were brought in from the outside?
I worked there about 6 years ago as the programming director, so I did trips with the seniors, and I was very involved in organizing activities for them. I subsequently left to do something different, and then I saw it in the paper a couple years later that they were looking for a new director. I had heard that Dolores was retiring, so I applied.
Terrific. Very, very good. Now tell us about the center. And this is just a general conversation. I mean, you know what is? I think the most important thing with the senior centers in general, you're saying your wife goes for canasta.
Yes.
Every center, if you keep positive energy in the center, then people want to show up. They want to come by. Even if you don't, I don't do any of those things. But that's not the point. That everybody has a different thing that they enjoy coming to. And do you have a lunch program?
Yes.
Okay.
We're open Monday through Friday. We serve a hot lunch Monday through Thursday. It could range from meatloaf and mashed potatoes to quiche Lorraine, totally depending upon the day, but it is a nice hot lunch. We have activities going on each day, whether it be an exercise class, an art class. We have a sewing group that meets. We have all different things going on. Then we do have somebody that's a programming activities director, and they go on various trips. We have lecture series that come in, people that will come in. We had, for example, an attorney to talk to them about wills and estates. We had a dentist come in, talk about your oral hygiene as you get older.
Right.
We had PSE&G and National Grid come in to talk about energy saving things. So we try to have a different lecture series every month in addition to a trip every month, and then our regular scheduled activities. We have a lot of exercise classes. Quite a few of them are run through Project Independence at our location.
Okay.
And they're very popular.
Yeah, no, they really are. I mean, some of these exercise they sell out. Oh, sell out. They book.
Yes.
I mean, you can only have so many people in the room.
Yes.
And I know, especially the ones like, what is it, balance and step, where, you know, it seems like a simple thing.
Yeah.
But as we age, you know, you fall, you break a hip, people come back from it. I'm not saying but very often it's a different life.
Yes.
That you're just not as
agile as you were.
You know, you're not as good as you were before. And it's a shame. That's why we talked earlier in the show about TRI. You know, seniors have to, one, pay attention to balance, and two, ask for help. You know, especially in a senior center. They go to Linda and say, Linda, this is going on in my house. What do you think? Because you're not only the director, you can become, and you will become, the confidant for so many things
there. Well, I do actually promote Project Independence to a lot of the members and try to explain to them the wonderful programs that you guys offer and tell them to call and, of course, to enroll in the exercise classes and all that good stuff.
Right, right.
We actually just were closed for a couple of days. We are in the process of doing a little renovation. We put a fresh coat of paint. We were able to receive a grant to help us replace the flooring so that we have nice brand new flooring. So we're trying to update and modernize the center as well as bring them all the great activities that we offer.
Well, that's important, too,
that's great.
Because you can't, the center's nice, but it has to be inviting. And you know, the centers are free, so it's not like any, but at the same time, free doesn't have to be trashy then. You know, you want it to be, you know, pleasant to look at. Yeah. Now, is there a membership fee? I'm not even sure.
There is actually a membership fee. It is a yearly membership.
Oh, okay.
It is just $20.
Oh, okay.
So it's not a lot of money.
No, fine. Okay.
And most of the activities, with the exception of perhaps a couple of trips and a couple of exercise classes, are complimentary.
Right.
So once you become a member, you can take all of the Project Independence classes as long as you're enrolled with Project Independence. We have a few other classes, an art class that's free to our members. As long as you're a member, you can take advantage of all of the things that we have to offer.
Ready. Yeah, that's a good. $20 a year. Okay, it is a fee, but that's ridiculous.
Right.
For what you're getting, you come in one day, you've got your $20 back.
Right.
And how's the lunch program work?
You do pay for it, so it's $4 a day for lunch, which is, again, it's a full hot meal. We have a chef on staff that cooks every single day fresh. The menu varies. We do not serve lunch on Fridays, however.
Okay.
We just serve lunch Monday through Thursday, but we typically serve anywhere between 10 and 30 people, depending upon the day of the week. Certain days are busier than others because we have bingo happening, and everybody loves bingo. So on those days, we tend to feed a little bit more. I don't know if the Great Neck Social Center has bingo. I'm sure they do. And if it's popular, but at our center, it is quite popular.
Now, is lunch a reservation? Since you vary like that from 10 to 30, is it a reservation?
Yes.
Okay, it has
to be. So we do ask that you call by 10:30 in the morning on the day that you want to have lunch with us, or the day before, and leave a message saying, "This is Linda Livio. I'll be coming in tomorrow for lunch. Please put me down," so that we have the appropriate amount of food.
That's very good to give you that short notice, because, I mean, you're cooking.
Yeah.
You know, you have an hour, all of a sudden you need more chicken or something. That's very. And the thing is, which I think is tremendous with the centers, $4 for lunch is spectacular. And so, therefore, you can go in the morning and go to bingo or do whatever you want to do, an exercise class, have your lunch, hang out with your friends, and go home at 2 or 3 o'clock. It's socialization. You're out of the house versus sitting there, you know, and I can't afford it. I'm not telling you to go to, Peter Lugas for lunch.
No, absolutely.
$4, you're getting a good, healthy meal.
Very good.
And the thing is important, too, because I know from the Great Neck, you're monitored. Your lunch is not just somebody who's cooking whatever he wants. I mean, there's restrictions and there's dietary things that are maintained.
Right.
So it's a healthy, balanced meal prepared properly.
Yes.
You know. So
I might go.
You should go. Now, who's it open to? Other than you're paying the $20, which is fine. Who is entitled to go to the Paul Washington Center? Is there a restriction?
Well, they have to be a member of the town of North Hempstead.
Right.
Live within the town of North Hempstead, and they need to be 55 plus.
Oh, okay.
So
Roslyn is fine, and
Roslyn, Manhasset, Great Neck. I'm not 100% sure all of the towns that are under the jurisdiction of Town North Hempstead.
No, but bottom line, say anybody in. So basically, North Shore of North Hempstead can go to your center.
Yes. And we do have a lot of people from all over. Manhasset does not presently have a senior center, nor does Roslyn. So we pick up a few of their members. We've been increasing our membership in the past couple of months since I've been there, so it's all good.
And actually, give the location. I know where it is, but I don't know what the location is.
We are at 80 Manor Haven Boulevard, which is down in the Manor Haven section of Port Washington, a little bit before the Town North Hempstead pool.
Right. Yeah, no, I know where it is. I've been there. I just didn't know what the address is. I know you have to go to the end of that road.
Yes.
That's North Shore Road or
something? Shore Road.
And then you make a left.
And it's not really the end because you can continue up into Sands Point.
But you can? Oh, that's where Sands Point is?
Yes.
I've never been to Sands Point.
When you get to the end of Shore, when you get to Shore Road where it goes from two lanes down to one, you make the left on Manor Haven Boulevard. If you go straight up, you go into
You're going to be in somebody's backyard in Sands Point.
Maybe for lunch?
Yeah. Call them and say, what are you doing for $4? What can I have? You're talking about trips.
Yes.
That, I think, is a tremendous thing. How are those organized?
Well, we have somebody, Julie Gammon, who organizes the trips. We listen to what our members are looking for, and we do various trips. For example, we just had a trip to the Westchester Theater. It was lunch and a show, and the show was Anything Goes. We sold out. We had, I think it was 35 people that went. And as I said, it was lunch and show, and they enjoyed it. We went a couple of months before that to see A Chorus Line at the same theater. We've taken our seniors to the Danford Hotel in Port Jefferson. We strolled the town, did a little shopping, and then had lunch at the Danfords. We've gone to a couple of museums. We did the Nassau County Art Museum, located in Roslyn Harbor, I think it is. Yeah. We've done that a couple of times. We listen to what they want, and they want different types of things. I'm having a mental block as to some of the other things that we've been doing. We will be having a fundraiser coming up. We're going to be doing something called Port's Got Talent. It's going to be a talent show. It will be on Saturday, October 20th. And the idea is that if you are a Port resident and you have a talent such as a great singing voice, a magic act, whatever it may be, you can come on Wednesday, August 29th, Wednesday, September 5th, or Thursday, September 6th to the center between the hours of 6 to 9 p.m. and audition. And if you are so chosen, you can be in the October 20th show. And it's actually going to be held at the Gene Rimsky Theater, which is the Landmark on Main Street.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it's a true production. It's not just in our center.
Right.
And God willing, it's going to be bringing lots of people, and we'll make some money for the center.
That's a cool idea. It's fun.
Yes.
And it's a fundraiser, but it's also, and there's a lot, you know, there's people that want to do this. There's no question about it, because there's, you know, there's talented people throughout the neighborhood, and this gives them an opportunity. And I see you have adults and children.
Yes.
So you have kids in high school.
Yes.
Especially some of these high school productions are just wonderful. So if they want to come to sing or do something.
Right.
This is a great idea.
It's for children 10 and up. You know, we have lots of adults that are very talented.
Right.
Kids that are, I mean, you name it, you could certainly try it. Although your talent might not be exactly what we're looking for in the show, but we'll definitely let you audition.
Exactly. Terrific. Actually, we're going to take a first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.